The Sandwich Drive Network at Ladles of Love has started a campaign to mobilize the collection and distribution of winter essentials to 300-plus community organizations all over the peninsula. We had a chat last week, and while I was doing Leicester's show, the Banyana Banyana coach, Desiree Ellison. She was also busy in the sort of Parkwood area and the Nova Park area, distributing and doing, you know, food for people in the area. So the need is great out there, and Ladles of Love is the organization that we're going to be chatting to next. The organization says their hotline has been inundated with pleas from concerned community leaders for waterproof plastic and any warm clothes they can protect the people from the rain and the wind out there. So for more, we have on the line the founder of Ladles of Love, Danny Dilberto. Danny, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
How are you guys keeping it up? And I know that the demand, and it's incredible out there to see how many people are just hungry and cold and wet in this weather out there. How are you guys at Ladles of Love keeping it up?
Well, we're keeping it up because there's still so much kindness out there. Even you know, going 3 months into lockdown, we're just seeing so much kindness. It doesn't seem to be ending, and that's why we are able to do what we are doing. We do a lot of social media and a lot of marketing, and you know, to keep reminding people that we need, because I think we have to. So it's because of the media, social media, that we are continuing. It's hectic. We've had to even close part of our registration where we ask nonprofits to register, because we just can't get to all of them. We just don't have the capacity to help everyone. So it's hectic. We're doing it.
Thanks, Danny. Chatting to Danny Dilberto, the founder at Ladles of Love this morning, and their drive to assist 300-plus community organizations with winter essentials. Now, how has Ladles of Love responded to the call from community leaders for help?
Well, we've put out bins in various depots around the peninsula. If you go onto our website, ladlesoflove.org.za, and you click onto our sandwich drive, it will show you all the depots that we have where you can drop off food essentials and winter essentials. We're trying to push more for like the blankets, the beanies, the jerseys, jackets, things like that keep the body warm. We're trying to limit as well, because it becomes difficult when people start giving shoes and stuff that is not really helpful. It's hard to sort and go through all that. So we're trying to limit beanies, blankets, jerseys, plastic. We got a donation of a ton of plastic, for example, which we will then we have these all collected. They come to our warehouse, we sort them, and then we put it where our beneficiaries come and collect our sandwiches and our bulk parcels. We put clothes with it and we send it out with them, and hopefully we ask them to then distribute it to the community.
What are the logistics of an operation like this? It must be huge to sort of coordinate all of this together.
We expanded so exponentially. It's been like trying to build a vehicle on the highway traveling at 120 kilometers an hour. But we've managed. Just with volunteers, again, it's just the kindness, it's the dedication of people. And the public out there giving us donations, giving us money, that we've been able to expand through our sandwich drive, our sandwich drive started off on a WhatsApp chat, and it just grew so exponentially that we then sort of automated it on a HubSpot system. So that's fully automated on the HubSpot system that communicates with our drivers, it communicates with volunteers, and then within the warehouse itself, we've had to take on people, we've had to employ people. And that's, I suppose, another positive about all this, is that we've been able to employ people to help us. In times when there's so many people losing their jobs, we've been able to employ. So we've got about 40 to 50 people working in our warehouse every day. And we've also got a kitchen going. All our hot food comes out of, we've had to move the hot food to a catering company called Dish, and they are out in Observatory. So we give them a list of who they need to cook for. They cook the food, and then our beneficiaries will go there and collect. So and we've just moved into Grand West this weekend. So all our beneficiaries come, collect bulk parcels, collect sandwiches, and those that are on hot food will go to Observatory and collect there. We've also got a hub going at the Greek Club by the Greenpoint Arena, where they are making around 3,000 sandwiches a week to contribute towards our sandwich drive to keep it going, because that has been a tough one with people going back to work. We haven't been able to pull in as many sandwiches as we were beginning of lockdown. And we just continue to call out to the public to just make a loaf of two, just grab a loaf of bread, make a sandwich, and send it through, drop it off at the depot points that you'll see on our sandwich drive, and we'll collect it and distribute it. So it's quite a network. It's quite an unbelievable network that has just really been created through the spirit of Ubuntu, honestly.
Chatting to Danny Dilberto, founder at Ladles of Love. And, Danny, something struck home during the course of last week as I drove out of the complex where I live in the Tableview area. There was some police around, and eventually I found out from our security company that a homeless person who had been battling with an illness called Kwesi, very well known in the area, had actually passed away just across the road. And then somebody came up and put a sort of a dedication to him written on a page and stuck across the way he had passed away. But also what they had done is they had put out two piles of blankets for people, homeless people to come and collect. And that, Danny, brought it so much closer to home for me, that we don't realize exactly what the need is out there. How big is this need? And, COVID-19 certainly has sort of exacerbated that need and made it so much bigger.
Yeah, in the city itself, you drive around and, before there was one guy standing at a traffic light, now you've got three or four standing at the same traffic light, and not at one traffic light, at all the traffic lights. You don't just see one homeless guy anymore. You'll see four or five at one point. You just drive around and you see how many are sleeping on the paving. And, when lockdown began, it was prominent because there was no one on the street, but now you see it even more with people back on the street, with cars driving around, people doing their moving around. So the homeless situation has definitely, I would say, worsened. And the challenge is how do we make this better? We're just all trying to make it work. For me, how do we fix homelessness? That is a long-term thing that needs it. Also, it needs money. It needs a different way of thinking. This process of people complaining about it and people shutting down soup kitchens because they don't want homeless in their area is not the way to deal with homelessness, for example. But the need is huge. I drive through Philippi often. Where I go and visit creche or little, let's call it ECDs, where they're helping kids, and you just see just people just hanging around. They're not doing anything. They've got nowhere to go, and it's full of people just hanging around, literally hanging around, doing nothing. And I just see the need on from our beneficiaries, people just asking for more. They're asking, can you give us more? They started a simple little soup kitchen out of the goodness of their heart, because they knew there was a crisis. They started up the soup kitchen, and they started with, say, 100 people. Now they've got 200, 300 people arriving at their soup kitchens, and they just keep demanding, asking us for more and more food. And like I said, the registration process for nonprofits to register with us, we had to shut it down because we just couldn't get to them. And, we just couldn't get to them, and we didn't want to give that false sense of hope that we were going to help them by them registering, you know, and they'd often write to us, but we've registered, we haven't heard from you, and we're trying to explain, but we can't get to you. We need to sustain what we do have. I mean, we are sending out 50 tons of food a week. We started in our Ladles of Love was doing 1.2 tons at the beginning of lockdown. We've grown from that to 50 tons in 3 months, and it continues to grow. We did our most meals last week. We did 406,000 meals that we processed last week, and that's what's happening. It keeps growing. And if we had to keep our registration line open, we would have had hundreds and hundreds of applications that we just can't get to, because you need a vetting process. You need to, you know, check that the guys are legit, because unfortunately there are those out there that are playing funny games, you know. Yeah. So you've got to check who you can help and who you need to be careful of.
Yeah. Chatting this morning to Danny Dalberto. He's the founder at Ladles of Love, and the Sandwich Drive Network at Ladles of Love started their campaign to sort of mobilize the collection and distribution of winter essentials for, Danny says, more than 300 community organizations, 400,000 meals. It's an incredible feat, and that just puts it into perspective as to exactly what the need is out there. What are some of the things that you guys need urgently, Danny?
You know, obviously the winter essentials is urgent. The sandwiches is urgent. Like I said, I mean, we were processing around 150,000 sandwiches a week. It's now dropped to, we're still processing around 90 to 100,000 sandwiches, which is still fantastic. We really thought we would have struggled. So we continue to call out for the sandwiches, because it's our non-profits tell us it's huge, you know, the beneficiaries that we help, that it's just a huge sense form of relief for the community out there. And of course, money. I mean, for us to process, I mean, non-cooked food and bulk parcels that go out is round about 45 tons, and that costs a lot of money because you can't get donations. I mean, I'm buying around over 20 tons of vegetables a week that we hand out through our non-profit. So money, because we're needing millions to keep this going, because it's not going away. It's getting worse. So we need to sustain this.
Danny, very, very quickly, is there a cut-off date for donations, and how do people get involved? I know that a number of people out there listening to us this morning feel that, you know what, we also having a tough time, but there are certainly people out there who are having a tougher time than what we are having, and we might be able to assist. So where do people get hold of you, and how can they assist?
The best, they can either go onto our website, ladlesoflove.org.za. They can register on there. We've also got our CT Loved campaign, so ctloved.co.za. On there, you can either register. You can register as a donor. You can register as a volunteer, because we need hundreds of volunteers. And you can register for the sandwich drive as well on there. So we've tried to keep it as simple as possible. We've put our PayFast QR code. We've put our SnapScan QR code. We've put our bank details on there. The ctloved.co.za. It's a one-pager. It's really simple. It's got all the information. You just click where you want to go, and it will send you to whatever information you want. So volunteer, join our sandwich drive, donate money. That's what will help us keep going.
Danny, all the best of luck to you. And I hope that people, you know, and Cape Town people are known that when they are called upon to come for a time in need, that they are definitely there. And they're totally, totally amazing. All the best for your organization, and best of luck heading forward. And it's Danny Dalberto chatting to us, the founder at Ladles of Love.